This is also very familiar to me because this is pretty much how we started a movement in the 1960s. With bad technology and all kinds of problems, we always overcame them. But it is also so familiar because you look exactly like we did when I started doing this stuff over 40 years ago. So I'll tell you a little bit about how we started. We started in the United States in 1966. It was a period where there was a war, not unlike the war that we're involved in now in Iraq. There was a war, there were civil rights movements with Martin Luther King and all of the people of civil rights. So it was a time just like this. I don't want to get too much into the current state of politics, but the feeling, the mood in the country was precisely as it is now, with this crazy war that's happening in Iraq, and the new hope that is given by people like Barack Obama that has organized millions of people like you, your age, people across all race and gender lines. So it's a very hopeful time, and it was the kind of feeling exactly like this that gave... Can you hear now? So I was saying that it is exactly the mood that happened in the 60s with a war in Iraq. There was a war in Vietnam. There were civil rights demonstrations with students being killed and beaten on the college campuses. So it was a period just almost just like this, the same mood that gave place to our party in 1966.
Nel periodo negli Stati Uniti negli anni 60 era simile ad adesso, c'era la guerra come ho detto prima, c'erano i movimenti degli studenti, dei giovani, con la polizia che li reprimeva violentemente, e c'era anche una carica di speranza con molta gente dietro, molto movimento dietro, un po' come c'è adesso con Obama.
You know a lot about our Black Panther Party and our militancy, because the only thing that marching, but today you'll learn a bit more about our organization, and it's really the things that we did after we were not carrying the guns that I'm here. It's the reason that I'm still alive. Those other things that we did that had nothing to do with the guns.
Soprattutto della carica violenta, delle pistole, dei fucili, però lui oggi è qui per parlare di quello che ha fatto dopo questo periodo di militanza con le pistole e dice di essere vivo grazie al fatto che è stata superata questa fase e hanno fatto altre cose dopo.
As a matter of fact, the period when we were an own self-defense movement only lasted 6 months. We never violated the law when we were carrying the guns because there was a state law in the Constitution that protected us. So it was a period where it was perfectly legal to carry those guns.
E quando noi portavamo le pistole non stavamo neanche facendo niente di illegale perché nella Costituzione c'è scritto che puoi avere nella Costituzione americana puoi avere le pistole.
Our leader Huey Newton was a law student in 1966 or 1970, so he studied the laws in America and found out that we could carry those guns and that there was no violation of the law. He was a student.
Il nostro leader politico Hugh Wilson studiava la legge in quegli anni, ha studiato a fondo la legge americana e ha scoperto appunto questa cosa caricare così tre anni.
In the early stages of our life with the party, we would get in our cars and our automobiles, and we would have the guns, and we would follow the police in the community, and when the police stopped someone to give them a ticket, we would get out of the car with our guns, and we would stand there, and Huey Lewis and the law student would have the gun in one hand and the law book in the other.
Quando abbiamo iniziato con le pistole, facevamo che seguivamo la polizia quando entrava nei nostri quartieri, fermava la gente, noi eravamo dietro con le pistole in macchina, quindi quando fermava qualcuno uscivamo con le pistole e c'era Huey Newton che aveva il libro di legge sotto un braccio e il fucile nell'altra. E ti dico questo perché magari non avete mai visto il libro della legge, ma solo la pistola.
Another anecdote is that he would stand there with the law book and read the law to the police because the police didn't know the law. He knew the law.
E Huey Newton diceva la legge anche con i tanti stessi che non sapevano la legge quando la sapevano.
I mean, you really have to imagine the drama when we stopped and got out of the car and the police were standing there and all these black guys, young black people, 17, 18 years old, with guns and telling them that we're going to watch you carry out the law and we're going to make sure that you don't violate the law and beat somebody up or kill somebody accidentally on purpose.
C'eravamo noi davanti alla polizia che dicevamo noi siamo qui per controllare che voi non trasgredite la legge e non ammazzate o picchiate qualcuno ingiustamente.
So the whole purpose of the guns was really to show black people that they had a right to defend their lives against the outlaw police in the community who in many cases were killing our young people that it was just
quindi in pratica eravamo lì come neri che conoscono la legge per poterci difendere dalla brutalità della polizia che spesso ammazzava qualcuno quando provava una macchina.
So after 6 months we were not carrying guns anymore. This is early 1966-1967. The law has completely changed so we can't carry guns anymore.
E dopo 6 mesi, sempre nel 66, cambia la legge e non possiamo più usare le pistole, infatti non è più importante.
We also stop the militia and the racist white minutemen, they were called the racist militia. They would ride through the black community with 50 caliber guns mounted on their trailers. When the law was changed, the white people and the racists couldn't carry the guns either. So it was a good thing that the law was changed. Although I would never say that in the old days.
Anche se non lo avrei detto ai tempi, adesso dico che è stata una buona cosa che è cambiata la legge perché ha fatto sì che non anche i bianchi razzisti che giravano per i nostri quartieri neri a fare violenze non potevano più portare pistole e noi ci difendevamo anche da loro con le pistole.
The guns were only one manifestation of our self-defense. We also had self-defense against bad housing, miseducation in the schools, self-defense against people who could not get decent health care.
Le armi e pistole erano solo una forma della nostra autodifesa, per il resto ci autodifendevamo contro mancanza di strutture sanitarie, contro un sistema educativo che non funzionava, che era sbagliato e
so we immediately started and put an end to the stuff about patrolling the police, and we could not do that anymore. It was now against the law to carry those guns. services to the people. We had more than 60 community service programs that we were trying to deliver to the people. They were all free.
Quindi dopo il periodo armato abbiamo fatto servizio alle comunità in pratica, avevamo più di 50 servizi di comunità nei quartieri.
The most well-known program is the Breakfast for Children program, where we would feed the children on the way to school because their parents were economically disadvantaged and couldn't afford to give them breakfast. So we started the first program called the Free Breakfast for Children program.
Il nostro primo programma è stato quello di colazione gratis per i bambini. Cioè prima che andassero a scuola gli davano una colazione nei quartieri perché venivano da famiglie povere e quindi davamo da mangiare ai bambini.
I won't get into the specifics so we can deal with that during the question and answer period, but we use the churches in the community where we took the food, the Black Panther Party members were up at 5 o'clock in the morning because school starts at 8, so we could prepare the food for the children on the way to school. We always use the churches in the community to feed the kids.
Per usarle per cucinare le colazioni che vengono servite alle 8.
We also created free health clinics to give people free medical care. We had 47 chapters in America in 47 states. There's only 50 states. We have chapters in 47 states in America. In every one of those states we had free breakfast for children and we also had free health clinics.
In 47 stati, 47 su 50, che sono stati inviti, avevamo anche istituzioni sanitarie gratis.
We also had a program where we tested black people for a blood disease. It was called sickle cell anemia.
Abbiamo fatto anche dei test gratuiti per i neri per una malattia che si chiama
anemia.
We tested 500,000 black people for sickle cell disease.
Abbiamo fatto l'esame del sangue 500,000 neri per l'anemia.
We made the government ashamed of not delivering healthcare services, so they immediately, meaning the President of the nation, funded a research program for the blood disease only because we faced, made the system so ashamed that they were not doing it.
E con le nostre pratiche abbiamo fatto venire vergogna al governo che non provvedeva a dare questi servizi e il Presidente Nixon per comprovare se quello che stavano facendo ha aperto una ricerca per l'analisi del sangue per questa stessa cosa che loro stavano già facendo.
And on the common campuses is where we started. We implemented ethnic studies programs. First they were called black studies programs in 1966.
Abbiamo fatto aprire nell'università dei studi etnici, che al tempo si chiamavano studi neri.
We saw the need to work with all students on campus, white students, Asian students, Latino students. So we had our black studies program initiated, but we also had something called the Black Student Alliance. And that means that everybody on the campus, regardless of what color, our Black Student Party worked with all students.
Nell'università c'era l'alleanza degli studenti neri, dove però facevano parte studenti bianchi e asiatici di qualsiasi tipo, quindi non c'era segregazione.
And so in America now there are ethnic study programs for all minorities, and it is because of the Black Studies program that we started in 1966 and 67, because there were never programs for ethnic minorities on any college campus. They happened because of the Black Panther Party.
Adesso in America ci sono quasi dappertutto studi etnici che ci sono grazie
I think it's important for you to know that if I fly down to party, existed today and it's been more than 40 years, that it would be people like you here in Italy that would be members of our Black Panther Party. I'm not so sure that anything I'm saying is being translated because I say wrong things, she said it very short. If our relation is just today, you would be the Black Panther Party members.
Yeah.
how we were able to have a program that worked with Native Americans, that worked with gays, that worked with progressive white people, that worked with Hispanics. I hope you learn about those things, and we can have that kind of discussion and not talk so much about the history. I hope you will ask me, what can we do to learn more and how can we do some of the things you did so we won't be racist like our fathers and mothers were, and how they screwed up the world, and I think that way we can have a very productive discussion.
Oggi possiamo parlare di come mandare avanti i movimenti di lotta contro queste cose, anziché parlare della storia delle bandiere. E non ripetere gli errori dei nostri genitori che sono stati razzisti, che sono stati razionali.